Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 280 for Wednesday, February 24th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Thursday, as the oversold market saw some consolidation after yesterday's sharp declines. Canola ended up by two to over $6, the most active May contract up $3.20 at $464.90 per ton. Yesterday, canola dropped sharply with speculative sell stops and reports that China would be toughening its standards on dockage in Canadian canola imports. Such a move by China could cut into demand from that country, but traders were downplaying the overall impact on exports today. Yesterday's losses also likely brought in some fresh bargain hunting buying interest, especially as crush margins do remain relatively favorable. The Canadian dollar, it's stronger against its U.S. counterpart, and that did put some pressure on canola, limiting the gains. The nearby technical bias has also shifted to the downside. That was making any moves higher a good selling opportunity from a chart standpoint. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and wheat were both lower, while soybeans were narrowly mixed. The USDA releases its first acreage estimates of the year at its annual Outlook Forum tomorrow, and positioning ahead of that news was a feature. Soybeans were up a penny to down 2 cents, the May contract down 1 cent at $8.72 per bushel. Soybeans dropped sharply yesterday and did hold closer to unchanged today as traders squared positions. However, the advancing South American soybean harvest and improving yield prospects out of that continent remained somewhat bearish for beans. Expectations for increased U.S. acres this year also weighed on prices. But on the other side, gains in soy oil were somewhat supportive. For corn, prices were down 1 to 2 cents, the May contract down 2 at $3.64 per bushel. Just as in beans, big South American crops and expectations for increased U.S. acres kept corn under pressure. Declines in wheat were also overhanging the market. Wheat was down 1 to 5 cents, with the May contract in Chicago down 4 at $4.51 per bushel. Wheat was down to its lowest levels in nearly 6 years today, as the U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 24th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.